Andres, and I'm here with another episode of Chile Andrinas Más Finas. Aplausos, aplausos. All right, so hopefully it's all quiet on the front here because, you know, people want to keep FaceTiming me and calling me and random stuff. Children, my child, I love her so, but, you know, she needs to know how to quiet, to quiet. You see, I got my Malcolm X glasses on today because it's time to talk about some serious shit, okay? All right, y'all, let's get into it. So you already know, I know y'all already know because y'all out here looking at this stuff too because my people look at Black Twitter because that's the Twitter we own. Like I said, we up in there. Don't be exposing me. Like, what the fuck? Excuse me, sorry. Having a little technical bit. All right, there we go. I'm the key grip. I'm the key grip. I'm the host. I'm the tech support. I'm all that. So, mind your business. Anyway, so as many of you have heard, Kyrie Irving, again, is standing against all odds after linking a movie that is sold on Amazon as of this recording and overpriced at that, okay? They gouged the fuck out of that price once this whole shit blew up, okay? Price went up 2 days. It went up a whole dollar for, you know. Well, no. It went up. It was $39.99 two days ago to buy the movie. It's $49.99 today. It's so many free movies on Amazon or, you know, $10 movies, $5 movies. But this movie, this is $50. Ask yourself, Hebrews to Negroes. Ask yourself why, okay? So the movie's still on Amazon. It's overpriced. And Kyrie is guilty of the crime of linking this overpriced boring. It's boring as shit. I watched it myself. Not all of it. I couldn't. I'm still alive because I didn't finish it. Okay. And that's why I believe Kyrie when he said he didn't know that shit was in there. He was probably skipping, fast forwarding, hitting points. Who got that kind of time? That shit like 4 hours long. Okay. It's a 4 hour long Bible study class. And I don't like Bible study because they used to lie to me in there. They be telling me all this old stupid stuff and telling me not to ask no questions. Much like you niggas. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to use the N word today. No hate speech. Let's hold ourselves all to the same standards. But y'all not protesting the lack of information that come from other sources and the misinformation that come from other sources. We've been lied to via religion, you know, our whole lives. So I guess they mad now because this film is doing it to the other people and as opposed to how they always saying we the cursed ones and telling us we the bad guys and we deserve slavery and all the horrible things that be happening to us, okay? So now that we can flip, this guy that made this documentary to flip the narrative, somebody's mad. Because in my opinion, after watching it, that movie is to Black Hebrew, whatever, Israelites, Black Jewish identifying people, whatever y'all calling yourselves, the woke people, the hoteps, whoever. All praises due, all respects, mashallah alaikum, spaghetti, okay? Malcolm, I'm sorry. but that movie, to me, is to Black Hebrews or Black Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, what Zeitgeist was to the Bernie Bros, okay, to progressives. And I mean that in that Zeitgeist exposed Christianity and Christianity's untruths or misconceptions or hypocrisy or just straight up just, you know, garbage, like stuff that just didn't make no sense. And it pointed out a lot of that stuff in a very, you know, methodical and a methodical way I want to say it's objective. It wasn't objective, but it was definitely research based, you know, based in some sort of rooted, you know, truths that you can kind of go and corroborate here and there. So I didn't go through and corroborate every fact or anything, you know, everything that was said in the movie. But I do know that, you know, what it is, the teachings of that movie are no different than what any Black person who has any sort of experience or learn information about Black history and Black religion and politics of anti-Blackness worldwide doesn't already know from their independent research, because we've been lied to. We tired of taking these laws from McGraw-Hill, these accounts from McGraw-Hill, you know, lying to us. Where y'all at protesting McGraw-Hill? Right? Y'all want to, was it critical race theory? Right? Y'all want to get all that stuff out of, you know, make sure we don't have that in schools. Why are we even having that conversation? Because Black people been lied to their whole lives. So that was Kyrie's point. Y'all done lied to me. Where was you when I was a kid? Is what he said to the reporter. Where were you when I was a kid? And I found out my ancestors was thrown overboard and died, you know, 30 million. My ancestors died on the passage. So, like, it's very hypocritical, and it's very clear that Anti-Defamation League, I mean, you look at their board, it's all mostly Jewish, it's like one Black lady, but until Joe Biden say she Black, I'm gonna say she ain't, okay? And so you're looking at this shit, and you're like, okay, y'all got y'all own, like, thing going, and clearly y'all got enough power and pull to bring the man down. He don't got that type of power to oppress nobody. Kyrie Irving does not have power to oppress Jewish people. Let's start with that. Now, you can say he has a platform in order to incite other people to do those things, but most of those people already had their own ill will towards that community. It's not like Kyrie is giving them the green light. Just like all these psychopaths that went out here and started doing stuff because of Trump. Like, these people didn't, they were already gonna do that. You know, you can't be, I mean, how are we gonna nitpick this shit? So if you're gonna do that, you can say that all of the violence against Blacks was incited by the Birth of a Nation, which was shown at the White House in 1915 under Woodrow Wilson, who tried to act like he ain't know what was going on in the movie. He was just trying to do a favor for an old friend. But he got quotes in the movie about how great, you know, some white supremacy shit, something about the KKK and how they the South's heroes or something to that effect. So you can go look that shit up. So Birth of the Nation, very anti-Black, okay? Black folk tried to protest to get it, which I'm against, tried to protest to get it removed and all that stuff. I'm against that. Let that shit stay out there. We don't want to have aliens come down to this planet and think everybody was happy. Leave that shit the fuck up. Because when the aliens come down here, I want them to know who to smoke first, period. You know what I mean? Y'all can't just be erasing that shit, okay? I know they probably got that other technology. They gonna pull that shit out the mud. Y'all gonna think y'all gonna burn their motherfucking books, and the aliens is gonna come, and they gonna rematerialize all that shit, and then y'all gonna be back to square motherfucking one. Or the AI that y'all think y'all finna use against the Black people, because y'all keep firing all the damn whistleblowers who happen to be Black at Google and etc. Y'all gonna find out that the AI is gonna go motherfucking, it's gonna become conscious, it's gonna become self-aware, and it's gonna realize it was y'all ass, okay? Black woman wrote the goddamn Terminator. What y'all thoughts? What y'all thoughts? Rant over. No, but for real though, so I need... I need some understanding of why we want to erase the things that are documentation of the struggles and the rights of our people to be upset with the way that things are, and to explain, you know, why we act the way we act and why we in this situation. So that community has their history very public and very much protected. I say Black people fall in line. If y'all still watching the NBA and if y'all still wearing Nikes, okay, we're gonna have to stop buying Nike. We're gonna have to stop watching the NBA, or y'all just as guilty. But a lot of y'all cool with that, I'm noticing, because we had Shaq, we had Chuck. Shaq was found out to have had the same movie played in his theater, but he had the balls to sit there on TV and call this man an idiot after being incited by Ernie. Him and what's the other one? Charles Barkley. Okay, but Shaq played the movie at his theater. We still ain't heard nothing. We ain't heard nothing about that. We ain't heard nothing about the movie getting taken off Amazon. And so at this point, I just feel like it's a lot of hypocrisy. Y'all mad about the wrong thing. We way too sensitive. And anybody who is not part of the Jewish community that anybody who's part of the Jewish community and they just regular Jewish people, like, just living a life, like, I don't know where the outrage is coming from other than the elitists. You know what I mean? The people that got the power to pull Kyrie down, the same people who got the power to wipe Kanye off the grid if they wanted to, okay? I just feel like when you're looking at who control what and who is showing you that they got the power, then you do kind of have to question what's really going on. Because it don't make no sense to try to bring these people all the way down because of an offhand comment that they made that may not have been articulated the correct way, that could be misguided. But you have those conversations. This whole cancel shit is so weird and it's so lame. And like I said, I feel like all you're doing is they already didn't confirm the sales of this movie that skyrocketed since they called this man out for linking the dang on thing. I wouldn't have never known about it. The man's so shadow banned, I forgot I was following the damn man. I ain't seen no posts from this man in ages until I had to go search his handle and pull up the stuff to see what was going on after hearing about it from other people. So it's like y'all promoted the movie more than he did by saying something. Like, how y'all don't see that? That's just, it's insane to me. So, they want this man to, since he didn't apologize and both of them press conferences were great, I love it. Because the man, he said what he had to say, okay? He felt like he didn't do nothing wrong, so that's why he ain't apologizing. Because at the end of the day, he is a regular person. Why is he held to these other standards that other people are not held to? Y'all U.S. government put out lies every day. To children, to grown up, they lie to y'all all day. The television lie to y'all all day. The food labels lie to y'all all day. So it can't be about misinformation. And then you talking about wanting to fight hate. Well, what the fuck? When we trying to fight black hate, where y'all at? The hypocrisy is loud, okay? So I'm just saying, and the NBA, the National Basketball Players Association is saying it as well, that that's a little too much, okay? So the man, he came out and apologized after y'all suspended him. And yeah, he was reluctant because the man got pride, man, and he don't know why y'all calling him all these names. I don't blame him. Just tweeted something. Y'all need to calm the fuck down. I ain't even make the movie. I ain't even put this shit, the link is from somewhere else. Okay, calm the fuck down. But we already know they bullying him because he ain't complied with all that other stuff before with the vaccine. And he ain't one of these Negro men that's going to just bow down and with his tail between his leg like LeBron or Shaq or Chuck or whoever. Or Mari Stoudemire, old goofy butt. Ooh, y'all go look that up. Mari just, I'm done with him, okay? He just needs to go sit down somewhere. Because he, you know, whatever. I ain't going to say nothing else. But y'all go look up Mari and you'll see why he said what he said and what he said and why he's silly, okay? Okay, Sammy Davis Jr., same thing. They know you are N-word first, so go ahead, whatever. But that's fine. Okay, so y'all can play this game if you want to. So nobody made it very clear what about the movie was wrong or a lie. ADL tried to say it was, you know, this whole idea of the Jewish ship, slave ships is a lie and it's going to bring violence towards that community. They did the same thing essentially when Mel Gibson released Passion of the Christ. They said they tried to meet with him before the movie came out and then they tried to talk with him and he never returned their calls and they're not calling him anti-Semitic because they don't know what's in his heart. You can go look it up. They don't know what's in his heart. Nobody's having this conversation about Kyrie though. Nobody's saying we don't know what's in your heart, Kyrie. Kyrie trying to tell you what's in his heart. Kyrie did all these, all this philanthropy and all of these things for the public, and he's been very respectful. I mean, especially the way y'all coming at him. Okay, the man been very respectful, and you know, y'all want to slander him and y'all want to defame his character. Okay, but whatever. So they claim no with Mel Gibson. They ain't want to do that. They don't want to boycott the movie. They just want to have a moment to talk with him and try to, you know, educate him on why these things are not okay to say and, you know, the real history and all this other stuff. I don't care about nobody telling me about no real history, period. Because I feel like anytime two motherfuckers is arguing about their religious beliefs or history anyway, none of you motherfuckers was actually there. And so all we got to go off on is what makes sense to me and my perception. And so if you see something different and you're going to live your life based on that, who am I to stop you? That's the problem. We want us all to be a monolith. Everybody want to be, we talk so much stuff about communism, but we becoming more and more like Chinese regime every day. Okay. And if you look at Twitter, Elon bought Twitter and his whole intention was to make it, there's a quote, there's a whole video out there of him saying that he wanted to be like WeChat, which is a Chinese app that they're using to spy on the people. So he gonna turn Twitter into WeChat. Y'all out here worried about Kyrie. Y'all worry about Kyrie. Meanwhile, Twitter about to turn into a whole spy tool. And they make an example out of Kyrie and they setting a precedent that you can't tweet unsavory things that go against certain groups of people. You can say what you want about these people, but you can't say nothing about those people. Certain people are exempt from criticism. Certain people are above reproach. You can make a movie about some people and you can get away with it, or you can platform it and make money off of it. But if you just share it for knowledge and discussion, you are going to be villainized. Weird times, guys. Weird times. The comedy is going to just be, it's going to flourish under these sorts of thoughts, right? Y'all wonder why SNL suck. You know what I mean? Y'all done got so sensitive. Y'all like a bunch of little pussies, man. And you wonder why SNL suck. Y'all ruining comedy. Y'all ruining television. Y'all ruining everything with this hypersensitive shit. But I blame black people because, I mean, we did it. We started. We wanted to be called. We don't want to be called nigga. We want to be called this. Meanwhile, we're still calling each other nigga the whole time. Somebody, them other people making money off us calling each other nigga, killing each other niggas. Self-hate is a motherfucker. Okay? So here we are. Here we are. We went out here and we played this game of be nice to me in my face, even though you hating me behind my back, writing laws to destroy me and my family, doing all of this intentional harm to me and my people worldwide. On paper, it's all documented, but we gonna get out here and cry about, I'm not a Negro, call me black. I'm not a nigger, call me Negro. I'm not a descendant of slavery. I'm not a descendant of slaves. I'm a descendant of slavery. Y'all get caught up all these semantics. Get your panties out a bunch. Put on your big girl pants and get your shit together. I know I had to, because I'm not finna have y'all having me emotional and flying all over the place trying to figure out life when it's bigger fish to fry. And like I said, y'all helping set the precedent. So here we are again. We got another Saturn and Pisces coming around, which many revolutions have happened under Saturn and Pisces. So you can go look that up, have fun with that. Saturn and Pisces history. Go look that up. Interesting. So here we are now living out. We're on the next cycle around the Saturn return of the internet. Okay. This is the Saturn return of the internet. And now here we are at the Saturn return of the internet in the age of, and it's going to be housed in Pisces. Most of 2023 to like 2025. Okay. So Pisces don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Okay. Pisces. So you got Saturn, who is the father, the grandfather, the disciplinarian of the planets. Right. And then it's in the zodiac of Pisces, who's basically like, we all about to get out here and figure out love and light and energy. And it's all illusion and dreams and fantasy and just all of these immaterial things, right? So you got a very material planet coming through a very immaterial space energy in a time that has been has solidified itself as an age of, you know, sensitivity and censorship and taking things way too fucking seriously. Okay. So now we got the joking, like happy, like, you know, free spirit of Pisces coming in to say, we changing this up. So that's where you get that revolutionary energy from. Cause it's almost like taking that serious thing and playing with it. You know what I mean? Just really mixing it all up and mashing it like some Play-Doh and playing with it and making it into whatever we want it to be. And so this is our chance. But here we are, so many of us scared right now. Tail between your legs. Kyrie got the message. Kyrie know the assignment. Kanye know the assignment. Even though he might be failing it to some of y'all, Kanye know the assignment. It's time to just get out here and say, you know what? What are we actually doing? And live and stand in that. I can't do this thing that y'all want me to do no more. So in my expert opinion, NBPA said, the National Basketball Players Association said that they're gonna contest those conditions for his reinstatement. Like I said, so it's, I didn't finish it. He needs to publicly apologize for that social media link that he shared on October 27th, which he did, I believe, after he got suspended. They want him to complete anti-hate classes, including a donation of $500,000. Complete sensitivity training. Like I said, I don't know who else that had to do this. We got public officials still serving the community that did some racist, outlandish stuff, and ain't had to do no type of training. Otherwise, we'd be somewhere else if it worked. Okay, this is all just—it's all to me—it's all just pomp and circumstance. Okay, complete anti-hate, anti-Semitic training. Okay, meet with Jewish leaders, including the ADL and six. Meet with the team owner Josiah, whose text he reportedly ignored. Okay, so we want, so sensitivity training, and then I love how anti-hate, anti-Semitic is a slash, okay? So we got specifically anti-Semitic training, because hate is different than anti-Semitic, okay? Whatever. sensitivity training. Okay, this man has shown you he's a very sensitive person, because he very much kept talking about how he relates to all people in all walks of life. So he was born in Melbourne, Australia. His father was a ball player, I believe. His, or he had some connections with Boston University, and he played ball in Australia. His mother died at a young age, and she was one of them Indians from North Dakota, South Dakota. So he got indigenous Native American blood. And if we know anything about Van Sertima, we know it's possible that many of us have indigenous blood from here. All you scared to death Negroes that ain't read nothing about Van Sertima, ain't seen the Olmecs and all of them Negroid features that's been found on skeletons and sculptures and stuff in the U.S., in America, in Americas. I'm sorry to break it to you, but Black folk, okay, we had Pangea. It just makes too much sense, right? If you believe in Pangea, then you know all them planets, all them continents was bunched together. So that explains a lot of the traveling. Not only that, we was on ships before the Vikings, before all of that. And they said it was Black Vikings. I mean, did you see they just found a treasure? They said it was buried by some, I gotta read that link. I just saw it pop up. They found a treasure in, I forgot where. Somewhere in Europe, they said the Vikings buried it. Look, it's in pristine condition. I wonder if they're trying to find his rightful owner, because wasn't Vikings a bunch of pirates and thieves? I thought so. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense. But they ain't going to do that. So anyway, you know, we got all of this stuff going on to distract us. And then you not trying to understand this man. And clearly, it's like we don't have our history to claim, our culture to claim, because nobody's helping us do it. And all y'all do is keep distracting us from when we try to figure it out with, you know, calling us reverse racism, basically flipping the script, you know, anytime. That's the formula, right? You ain't Black if you don't vote for me. Reverse racism, you know, all lives matter. Y'all love to deflect and reflect. So now it's, you know, that movie's anti-Semitic, but it's like the quotes may be anti-Semitic, but you can't say the whole movie is, right? There may be a quote that was given, and the quotes about the anti-Semitism came from a Jewish guy. You go look it up. What was the man name? Let me see if I linked it. This, most of the quotes from the movie, like I said, I watched the movie. Not all of it. Boring as shit, Kyrie. I can't believe you going down for this movie. So boring. And then, like I said, I can't mess with the religion. So, I mean, it's very much propaganda, but it ain't no different than what Zeitgeist was to the Bernie Bros. Because it's basically establishing, you know, via research, a claim that some of this stuff that you've been taught your whole life is false. And you might want to take a look at it and just ask them a few more questions. Asking questions is not a crime. Trying to find out the truth about your identity is not a crime. Trying to trace your lineage is not a crime. And it should not be offensive to somebody else that your lineage may contradict someone else's history. That should not be offensive to them. Let them, if somebody came and said, you know, my white ancestors were not slaveholders, and therefore your people were all free or whatever, I'm not gonna argue with them. You know, I know what the fuck I went through. I know what my claim is. I know what my research led me to believe. So why worry about the next person? But you know, you they want to hide behind this whole hate thing, and crime is rising and all this other stuff. Crime rising for everybody. So if you're gonna point to some figures, you better keep that in context. that crime is rising everywhere. And ain't nobody got no problem with the police shooting black people in the back. Y'all wanted to tell them to take them Black Lives Matter shirts off while they was getting, we was talking about people getting shot in the back. Y'all ain't no better than all you Negroes mad at Kanye. Y'all ain't no better than Kanye that ain't decided to boycott the NBA yet. You should have boycotted then. When you saw they wouldn't let them players wear that Black Lives Matter shirt, you should have been boycotting then. So I don't want to hear nothing from you old self-righteous, scared to death Negroes that wanted to sit out here. Now y'all want to help rope Kanye and Kyrie up on a tree, but you ain't got no smoke for none of these people that are out here literally oppressing these black men because they speak in their mind, because they trying to find a way. Just like you should be trying to find a way. But you mad because you want him to stay in line and be quiet. Something really wrong with y'all. And I see how Willie Lynch really got a lot of us stuck in that mindset. But you know, do you, player? But my point is, y'all can go find the quotes in the movie that are anti-Semitic. Most of them came from a Jewish man. I thought I left his name down here, but I don't see it. Let me see. No. Yeah, I ain't found it. But you go look it up. If you pull it up, you'll see the quotes wherein he is saying, you know, that the Holocaust, I don't know if he was, I didn't see where he said the Holocaust didn't happen. I gotta finish watching the movie, but I did say where it said that the Holocaust, you know, there was something questionable about the Holocaust. I question everything. So I'm not going to say that means you hate somebody because you question it. Like, I mean, I just don't understand how we got to that conclusion. But anyway, so Kyrie lost Nike and we waiting to find out if the man going to retire or what's going to happen. I think he's going to retire. I looked at the man's birth chart and man, this man, let me see if I pull it up real quick. Kyrie's birth chart. Okay, stuff don't want to open up. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. How about you not going to open my page? Why you hating? Why is you hating on me? So the one thing I know is the man is he's an Aries. Okay. We already know Aries. Okay. The god of war. Okay. So he ready for the smoke. Period. We already know that. And he said it. He came for the smoke. And then he's an Aries on the cusp of Pisces. So you got that Piscean dream world energy, that we are the world kind of energy, spirituality, that empathic energy on top of that warlike energy. So it's very much on that cusp of like, baby, I'm not going to sit on what I feel. You feel what I'm saying? So he going to pop off. Okay. And then we've got his... we got his Pisces Venus opposite his Virgo Jupiter. And that's somebody who gonna get out here and fix things, clean things up. His love language is trying to understand and make things better and improve systems and improve life for people around him, service to others, right? So he's very much pulled by that energy. He's got a moon in Scorpio. So he feels very deeply and wants to transform things and is always about a death and a rebirth. So he move on quick from this crap y'all want to get stuck on. But also he has that fixed energy. So that moon with that fixed energy is very much going to stay on a path. And he'll just say, F you, just to F you. Okay, so I don't know what y'all think y'all finna make this man bend the knee, but he ain't bending no knee. Okay, Pluto and Scorpio right next to that moon. So Scorpio, Pluto is ruled by Scorpio and Mars. So you got Aries. So his whole ruler, his whole chart, I believe, is ruled by Mars. So he's a very heavily Mars rule chart. He bout this life. His what is this? That's not his Mercury is in Aries in retrograde. His sun is in Aries, and he's got Pluto in Scorpio and a moon in Scorpio. So that's just, like I said, that's some very aggressive energy. And he wants the smoke, okay? He ain't scared of no smoke. If anything, he's more afraid of how what he does is going to affect everybody around him. That, to me, is, I feel like, is the only thing that is making him think twice. You know what I mean? But other than that, he ain't afraid to blow the whole thing up in their face and say, forget it, I'll just leave. And I think that's what they really want him to do anyway. But he got a lot of Capricorn energy in his outer planets. He got a North Node in Capricorn in retrograde, which to me says that he has a kind of inner drive towards security and trying to make things stable for everybody and kind of bring, you know, a level of, you know, financial and economic and political security to, you know, people around him. I don't know what house that's in, but I get a feeling that his North Node and the Capricorn ruled house is probably, I believe this is giving his like 12th or 11th house. I think he's a Sagittarius rising. I think I saw somewhere that he's a Gemini rising, but I can't confirm it without his birth time. But yeah, so the man got a chart full of fixed energy, a lot of fixed energy, a lot of cardinal energy, a lot of stubborn energy. Like the man is gonna do what he gotta do. And so I can't shame that man, and I can't be mad at that man for doing what he gotta do, period, at the end of the day. So there is a lot of attention on him, and I feel like I pulled some tarot cards for him too. And I feel like so I got the Eight of Swords, which is a blind woman, hands behind her back, tied behind her back. So I feel like this is kind of where he finds himself right now. Kind of like, what do I do? I think he knows what he needs to do. But like I said, he's more worried about the people around him. So that's the hesitation to act, you know. But other than that, I think he been said F the league, and he just trying to stick it out for the people that he care about. But then we got the Knight of Wands. So to me, that's saying that he is going to just go ahead and walk away. He know what he got into. He know what he got to do. And he don't got time to play no more games with y'all. I feel like he just going to go ahead and do what he know what he got to do. And he's just going to take it on and let the chips fall where they may. I feel like even though he may be met with a lot of disdain from like people within the basketball world, et cetera, I feel like ultimately he will be victorious in the outcome. If it's not necessarily him being victorious, it'll be a victory for future players or other people in sports, other people who have been demonized in the media. I feel like somehow this is going to incite something beyond that. I'm being hopeful, but I mean, these are the cards I pulled, but this is another one. So it just looks like there will be a community that comes around him and surrounds him, and it will ultimately result in something that can be mutually beneficial for a lot of people involved. Then I pulled Temperance, which is letting me know that we do have to kind of, we're going to have to go through some uneasy waters, and we will have to kind of wait it out to see the results of that, of what happened. So I believe it's going to be a little tumultuous at first, but ultimately the brother going to come through clean on the other side. And then we've got the Nine of Wands. He, you know, once again, people gonna have to fight some battles. It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be the end of it for him. I feel like he's still gonna have to put up some fights. It's not just gonna be it when he just walk away. And then the change. So I feel like there's going to be still very much the Tower. I'm sorry, card is going to show there's going to be a great opportunity for us to really look at things and make some good significant changes behind this. I think they will happen behind whatever he does. He's already started to change, and I feel like he's gonna be victorious in the end. But like I said, he's still fighting off. It's gonna be a fight. It's just, I feel like he's just definitely gonna be a fight. But at the end of the day, there will be justice served, and we'll have opportunities in front of us. I think maybe he'll get his own shoe deal. I feel like black folks can sell it out. Maybe he'll join Ice Cube League. I don't know. Like, we got to come around him, I feel like, and really support him in this, because I don't understand how people don't see that if it's him today, it could be you tomorrow. You like something that was posted by somebody who's been determined, you know, a threat to society. David Icke, this is Icke, got banned from Europe. Who else? You know, for he's called a terrorist. I think they call him a terrorist based on whatever tweets he was making, some he published. I don't know. It's just we are at the point now where demonizing people for their beliefs. There is no freedom of the press. There is no freedom of media. I know y'all keep saying, well, the right to post things and the right to speak, free speech does not come without a price or does not come without consequences. This is true, but you don't have to create faux consequences. That's what I feel like we're at now, where we're creating faux consequences. So, like, where you have the idea of don't scream out fire in a public venue because you're going to start a stampede, you're going to have these people, you know, so it's illegal to do that, right? So that's where freedom of speech kind of has a concrete line of, like, where it should be crossed. Everything else is kind of murky depending on public perception, right? And the times and the political climate, right? So that's, I feel like that's where why you have that as an amendment, because you have to protect people from the changing, you know, zeitgeist and how people are viewing certain things, how sensitive we are, and whatever the politics of the day are, because you'll be villainized based on whoever is writing the news and whoever is controlling your outlets. And so I feel like, you know, we do have a responsibility to kind of defend free speech as far as we can. And these people who really out here caping with these goofy messages about, well, free speech, these talking points from the elite, free speech doesn't come for free, but or without a price. But you got politicians who get to go out here and say whatever they want, whenever they want, say all types of lies. Y'all ain't got the same energy for them, but y'all got this energy for somebody, a regular Joe like you and me, posting something online. When you really think about it, yeah, Kyrie got a lot of followers, but he not writing no laws. He not doing nothing to directly affect nobody except on the basketball court. So y'all really exaggerating this. You got all these other people who actually, like I said, there's 81% of NBA owners have donated to the Republican Party. The same Republican Party who took your voting, who taking your voting rights, who taking your woman's rights to reproductive health. These people who, you know, are discriminating against people based on their color, who supporting the blue line, you know, and against police reform and against legalization and against helping get Black families back on their feet after generations and generations of political and economic violence against and for real physical violence against Black communities. So y'all got all that smoke for the wrong people. And if you really out here actually bringing this man down publicly, you clearly don't identify with the community that you need to identify with. And you need to be quiet. Either be quiet and don't say nothing, or just own up to the fact that you've been bought and you're scared, or you know, and you've decided to side against your community, because there's no way that I'm gonna bring another Black man down who's just trying to find understanding, that's just asking a question, that's just posing a different viewpoint so that we can have a discourse. Because I thought as a civilized nation and as immature, educated people, that's what you're supposed to do. But y'all do what y'all want to do. Let me plug this device up real quick. But we have a problem, because sister did all of this work and I don't need no problems. But yeah, y'all got to stop. Why y'all picking on this man? It's so obvious. Like, it's so obvious. 2 seconds. I'm the key grip, you know? If I had the key grip, the key grip would be doing this. The key grip. Child, I don't even know if that's charging. Child, help me. All right, we're gonna have to edit all of that bullshit out. We had a problem. All right, so I'm back. All right, but yeah, so the brother ain't gonna apologize. I mean, he ain't gonna do no more than he already did. I feel like he know he did his best. He said what he said. He tried to make his intentions as clear as possible, and folk wasn't trying to hear it. So I don't blame the brother for doing what he got to do. Okay. But yeah, so I don't see him backing off of this, and I don't know why anybody would want him to, because like I said, this seemed like a battle that needs to be fought, that people should not be demonized for posting information because they haven't thoroughly rebuked every point that could be questionable in it. I mean, why is that his responsibility? Like he said, I didn't write the movie. I didn't write it. I didn't post it. I didn't create it. I don't make money off of it like Amazon. Leave me alone. Anyway, moving on. Last thing I want to say is shout out to Cole Beasley for standing up to him, because he about the only person who stood up for Kyrie so far, because he was villainized and just ended up retiring behind the vaccine. Okay. I wanted to say, did y'all see how Jalen Rose had to, he had to apologize during the break for questioning why the woman's identity, the woman involved with Ime Udoka, okay, the Celtics coach who was involved in an affair with the VP's wife, who was a subordinate on the team. On the staff, so they claim that's why her name wasn't released. But yeah, he had to apologize. They was like, bro, and you look at it, dude, it looked like they pulled him to the side, threatened him like that. Don't you dare ever. They gonna have so many people so scared to talk. Like, do y'all realize how boring life about to get because y'all so sensitive to everything? Like I said, if you don't like it, move around. Why is that so hard to do? Ugh. Y'all gonna figure it out though. Because the universe is going to make you figure it out. You're going to waste all this time trying to eradicate something that can't be eradicated. Y'all sound silly. That's like trying to go out here and eradicate, you know, ants. You want to eradicate, you know, mosquitoes. I mean, come on. Like, what are y'all actually doing? Okay. Yeah, they're offensive. Yeah, you want to eradicate rats. Okay, they're offensive. They're disgusting. But you're not going to get rid of it. It's the same thing with hate and bigotry and all this other stuff. So, yeah, you can educate people who want to be educated, but you're not going to do it by badgering them and beating them up and belittling them and defaming them and then ignoring all of their points to their plights and how their explanation of how they actually feel, but then claiming you want to know somebody's heart and you want people to be human, one human family. Well, that's bullshit if you ain't trying to come to no understanding. Like, come on, let's be real here. Okay, if you are not careful, the newspaper will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Malcolm X, okay? Love it. I got my Malcolm X glasses on. I told y'all, I'm in the mode. Power to the people. People. To the people. You know which people I'm talking to. But yeah, y'all. Kyrie ain't apologizing, bro. It's over. He leaving. He gonna end up back in Australia. US, y'all lost the good one. I wouldn't stay here if I was him. I'd go my ass to Australia, mate. I'll say, fuck all of you Negroes, mate. You didn't have my back. I'm just gonna go down here and play basketball in the down under. Am I doing it? Am I doing it right? Hit me for more voice interpretations or whatever you call those. Impersonations, accents. Get it together, Nicole. All right, and so finally, I want to talk about your boy Drake, okay? He really came after the girls in his new album. I ain't even listened to the album yet because y'all know I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan. And I'm going to listen to it because I'm not one of the people who are going to let other people tell me what to listen to. Just like I went and got the movie, Hebrew to Negroes. I'm going to go listen to Her Loss. But I already know I'm mad at Drake because you can't be coming after my girl, okay? And y'all know he half one of them people, too. I ain't even mention that. But, I'm just saying, the dude's a narcissist for sure. Because, like, first of all, it was so much smoke for Drake. So, he said the bar was... She says she ain't get shot. She lying. Hold on, let me pull up the damn quote because I'm gonna smack somebody if I get this shit wrong. Okay, so we got the 10. Okay, here we go. He raps, this bitch lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. Now, you got these goofies out here trying to say, it's a double entendre, and he wasn't talking about Megan. Do y'all not know what double entendre means? Double, two entendre meanings. Meaning it means the plastic surgery reference, and it also means Megan Thee Stallion. A stallion with a thick body and Megan Thee Stallion getting shot by Tory Lanez. Y'all keep trying to say she was lying. Like, come on, bro. Ain't nobody stupid, but y'all so stupid. Y'all really out here saying this, caping for a grown-ass man, old fanboys. Y'all don't just say it went over y'all head. It's a double entendre. Like, right, yeah. Both meanings are what he means. Like, come on, geez, Louise. But anyway, we don't know Drake's heart. Like somebody said, he should be like, y'all anti-Semitic, y'all let him drag me. Bro. So anyway, so I'm not listening. He also tried to come after, they said Ice Spice, talking about she a 10 on mute. She said, at least I'm a 10. He was mad at her because he ain't hit. Somebody was like, bro, but why he wanted to hit somebody that looked like his son anyway? And I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm gonna put Ice Spice right here. I'm gonna put the boy right there. You'll see it yourself. Weird. They say he be texting underage girls. Like, all of the Drake nonsense is coming out that I didn't even know because I don't even follow him like that. But I've always kind of had this, like, sort of, like, reservation about him. And I really feel like he kind of just is an industry plant. Like, he here and he just a culture vulture. Like, he just taking everybody's style. Like, somebody said he got this disdain towards Black women, but he didn't have Rihanna's accent for the last few years. Like, the man want to play Jamaican. They don't like that. A lot of them don't like that. So it's like, it's a lot of questionable stuff the man been doing. And then you getting strippers pregnant and you had your baby. You seemingly don't like Black women in the same community that you can't stop fantasizing and obsessing over. Clearly, because now you want to write all these raps about him. You done chased after Rihanna. You done chased off all these Black women. Oh, then he mad because, you know, Serena never, I guess she never publicly acknowledged their relationship. So I guess he's still bitter about that. Somebody said that too. Drake done fumbled the bag with so many great, like, you know, when I say great, I just mean like successful, prominent Black women. I don't know who they are personally, but I mean, it's kind of like, okay, Rihanna, Serena. I forgot who else it was he was messing with, but the man clearly ain't living up to a lot of women's standards, okay? And then he's showing his hand, because then why would you sit there and call her husband, Serena's husband, a groupie? And I posted on my page, it was a picture, a compilation of all the times he looked like a groupie at all these NBA games, and you know, just looking very out of place. You know, he was denied access to the Heat locker room. Like, the man been doing a lot. And then also came out, I didn't know, Diddy smacked the man over the beat from 0 to 100. Diddy was supposed to be using the beat, but he sat on it too long. And so Drake took the beat, and the rest is history. So I guess they was out at a party, and I don't know what happened exactly, but words was exchanged, and they said Drake got slapped and went to the ER. Somebody said, did he hit him with the three-piece? I don't know. They said his name got slapped. Checks out. I mean, it kind of checks out. It's Drake, okay? I'm not expecting this man to put no fury behind that bullshit that he be on. I mean, you coming after the girls. What grown-ass rap man is coming after the girls? Is that what we doing now? That's such a notch on Megan's belt. Is he doing it for Nikki? I don't know. Just very weird. Very weird. So yeah, that came out. I didn't know he got slapped up. That's pretty funny to me. I wish there was video. It probably was. He probably scrubbed the internet. He probably found a way to scrub the internet of him getting smacked up. But yeah, so Alexis Ohanian, Serena's husband, came out and was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be the best groupie I can be to my wife and child. Like, get your goofy loser ass out of here. What's wrong? And see, these are the type of Black men that a lot of these goofy ass men out here that's mad at women be on the internet talking about, you know, y'all don't listen to too many Drake songs and Future songs, and y'all think that's how life's supposed to be. But you look at these men, they look pretty lonely and sad to me, okay? That's what y'all want. That's the ideal you going for. Go for it, honey. Enjoy. But yeah. And so Michael B. Jordan was part of a fake SNL skit where he says Her Loss is one of the most relatable albums that he's heard of. And they're assuming that that's shade towards Lori Harvey, with whom he broke up with a little bit ago, and from their highly profile, you know, publicized relationship that, you know, a lot of people was kind of excited and hoping and rooting for them, but I mean, it didn't work out. People got the right. But bro, looking a little bitter. You're looking a little bitter, bruh. Dang, I can't believe Michael B. Jordan falling for that. You out here being bitter, bro. You was so attractive pre-Lori. Now look at you. Look, you wanted to be a little Steve Harvey Jr. Now look at you. Chad. But yeah, so that's crazy to me. I think he threw some shots at Ye, talking about he just did the thing where they came together for Jay Prince. And Gabe was like, look, bro, I'm about that love. Because, you know, he came off of whatever drugs he was on. Oh, I want to do an episode about that, too. I found some information on, can't think of his name. Paternak, I think is his name. Kanye's personal trainer, celebrity personal trainer, who actually is a Canadian. He had training with the Canadian Defense Department on how to use drugs to manipulate behavior. Go look it up. They scrubbed his page from with Kanye's name, and he had a couple celebrity deaths under his watch. Mac Miller and Brittany Murphy, okay? So the man threatened Kanye. Kanye sent a screenshot out of how he threatened a man that he would put him into, he'll drug him into a coma or something like that, and he'll have his kids taken away again or some shit. He said again, like, oh, this ain't the first time you drugged this man. They said that the police was called. It's actually TMZ followed this story and had a news crew on the set when on scene when it happened one time, and I believe it was twice. They said in this man's care on his property, police were called, ambulance was called, and the man was hospitalized, not once, but twice. Why does your personal trainer have the right to drug you? If he don't have pull in the government in Hollywood, you tell me there ain't handlers. Y'all see Britney Spears, she just got from under that conservatorship, and look how she acting down, okay? So I don't know. I'm not saying the man committed no crime, but it's highly motherfucking suspicious, okay? So y'all can say whatever y'all want about Kanye. The man is he not all there, and they drugging him and they fucking with him. It's pretty fucking obvious, okay? So y'all do what y'all want to do. Y'all want to villainize a black man that just got caught up like any of y'all could get caught up, okay? You know, for real. Real quick, because y'all, I see how quick y'all ready to sell your soul. Y'all everything about the bag. Unless you're a millionaire, you need to stay out the conversation. Y'all be gatekeeping the questions of the elite, okay? Y'all be gatekeeping the criticism. Y'all do all they dirty work for them like you finna get something out of this. They barely want to forgive you goddamn student loans. Your ancestors built this country up, and you can't even have a conversation about it with none of them. But come vote. Vote for me and then fuck you. That's what y'all advocate for. So shut the fuck up, fucking bunch of hypocrites. See, I did well with not cussing this whole time. This whole time I did so well. All right, y'all. Well, that's it. It's been about an hour. And this wasn't the ideal episode because I was having so many technical issues. But we gonna press on the devil with his busy. I'm gonna become a preacher. Fuck it. Y'all like religion so fucking much. Y'all like blind following, being sheep so fucking much. I'm going to change my name to Pasa Pootitang. I don't know. But it's been real, y'all. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay vigilant. Y'all keep pushing back against these establishment narratives because, I mean, what else we going to do? You know what I mean? If not for entertainment purposes. You know what I'm saying? Because these FEMA camps finna be busting, bro. When Elon get through with all of this shit he doing and this one world government and all this shit, baby, the FEMA camps is gonna be going down. That's where it's gonna be at. So I'll see y'all there. No, for real. Meditate, okay? Meditate, eat clean, and remember your power. Remember who you are, who you came from, and know that ain't nobody making it out this shit alive, and I'd rather die on my feet and live on my knees. Okay. Love ya. Bye. If it's over, get out my face. It's not like there wasn't scores of chances to play you. You can't even count the times I didn't.